Today, we'd like to study the title of Solomon's reign in the 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 1 to 31. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon with hard questions. Having a very great retinue, camels that bore spices, gold and abundance, and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart. For what test did she come to Jerusalem? Question 2, in verse 13. The weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. What can we see symbolically? Last question in verse 28. And they brought horses to Solomon from Egypt and from all lands. What commandment of God did Solomon disobey, and what can we learn? Verses 1 to 12 regarded Solomon's greatest wisdom proved through Sheba's questions. Verses 13 to 28 regard Solomon's greatest riches. Verses 29 to 31 regard Solomon's debts. Verses 1 to 12 regard Solomon's greatest wisdom proved through Sheba's question. Verse 1, now when the queen of Sheba coming from the south side of Arabia, Kuwait or Ethiopia, which we don't know exactly, and heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon. So question one, what test? So we know that verses 5 and 6. Then she said to king, it was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. And verse 6, however, I did not believe their words until I came and saw with my own eyes, or until I tested. And indeed, the half of the greatest of your wisdom was not told me. You see the fame of which I heard. So therefore, in this context, for what test did she come to Jerusalem? The answer is wisdom. So 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 9 to 12, God made Solomon king. Then Solomon, the prayer request to the Lord, give me wisdom and knowledge in order to judge this great people of yours. Then God answered Solomon, because this was in your heart and you have not asked riches or wealth or honor or life, long life for your service, but have asked wisdom and knowledge to perform his calling, king, to rule people. Then God gave wisdom and knowledge plus riches, wealth, and honor too. Here we can see Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So always you should restore the fellowship with God the Father first. Then we can resolve all our other relationships. So here, other things shall be added to him. Then verse 4, the food on his table, the sitting of his servant, the service of his waiters. Here Solomon prepared the food on his table in detail. The First Kings chapter 4, verse 22 and 23 said, Solomon's provision for one day, only one day food, was 30 cores of fine flour. So one core is 5 bushels, or 211 liters. So a lot of flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fatted oxen, 20 oxen from the pastures, and 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, reebok, and fatted birds. So, like abundant buffet food for day, and seating of his servant, the service of his waiters and their apparel, their clothes, his cupbearers and their apparel, and his entryway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, or a temple, there was no more spirit in her, which means she was so surprised with them, or she was wiped out, she was almost passed out. Then, verse 5, then she said to the king, it was a true report, which I heard in my own land about yours and your wisdom, as we already discussed. She acknowledged his wisdom. Then, verse 9, and she gave the king 120 talents of gold as a gift. So one talent is 75 pounds or 34 kilograms. Spices in great abundance. So a lot of gold as a gift given to Solomon, and precious stones too. There never were any spices, so very special spices, such as those the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Then verse 10. Also the servant of Hiram and the servant of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum wood. Algum wood, like a sandal wood, for sandals or music instrument, special tree. And the king made walkway or entrance of the algum wood for the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, also harps and string instrument, musical instrument for singers. And there were none such as these seen before in the land of Judah. Now, verse 12. Now King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all she desired, whatever she asked. So Solomon gave best hospitality to her. Now, verses 13 to 28 regard Solomon's greatest riches. The weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly, so every year, was 666 talents of gold. So one talent, 75 pounds, or 34 kilograms. So a lot of the gold was given to Solomon. So here we can see Solomon began to accumulate gold yearly basis. Then six number as the number of man is a symbol of imperfectness. Seven is a symbol of perfectness in reference to Revelation chapter 13 verses 17 and 18. And then no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So here also 666 talent of gold. Here something like the things not wanted by God. So Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse verses 16 and 17, before Solomon's reigning through Israel. So God said here, he shall not, king, shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. God specifically, three of them. Number one, horses, don't multiply horses. Number two, don't multiply wives. Number three, silver and gold. Don't multiply silver and gold. The reason your heart turn away after horses, wives, silver and gold from God. So therefore here, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, 22, the Bible says, prove all things, hold fast what is good. So keep firmly what is good. Only God is good, his word is good. So the word of God you should keep firmly and prove through your works. Abstain from every form of evil. So don't do every appearance of evil. So contradicting of God, or contradicting of God's word. Then, verse 15 here, and King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold, 600 shekels of hammered gold. Hammered gold or beaten gold or fine gold. Here, one shekel, 2 pfeffer ounces, or 11.34 grams per shekel. So Solomon made a lot of things here, is shields, also shields. So the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. The house of forest of Lebanon means the palace in the forest made with wood coming from Lebanon. Then, verse 21, for the king's ships went to Tarshish. Tarshish, likely south side of Spain, with the servant of Hiram, once every 3 years, merchant ships came bringing gold and silver right here too, ivory, apes, and monkeys. So accumulated gold and silver, here he began to turn away his heart after gold and silver from God little by little. Then verse 22, the King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. He had greatest riches and greatest wisdom. Then verse 24, each man brought his present, his gift, articles of silver and gold, garments, arms, spices, horses, and mules at a set rate year by year. This is probably the foreign controlled countries set up certain annual gift given to Solomon. So here, his heart began to turn away after horses, little by little. So next verse 25, Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses, or 4,000 houses for horses, and chariot, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. So his heart turned away after the horses. Then here, verse 28, and they brought the horses to Solomon from Egypt and from all lands. So Solomon, to accumulate horses, Solomon went to Egypt. God specifically prohibited, turned away to Egypt to accumulate horses. So here we can learn how should keep our faith. So Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11, 17 and 18, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So in order to stand against the trick of the devil, we should take the helmet of salvation, the foundation salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So always think about the Word of God. Word of God is clear answer, not you know, human psychology, you know, human thought. All of them, the Bible said, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, against the wiles of the devil. Also praying always. How come we should pray always against the wiles of the devil? With all prayers and supplication. Supplication or petition in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance or patience and supplication for all the saints. So we should pray for other Christians too. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So there is, you resist him, step first in the faith. So we should resist the devil, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. The last one, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. Don't try to make any exception from the Word of God, because do not be deceived. God is not mocked. God is not ridiculed. God is not cheated by you. So for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows his flesh will of the flesh reap the corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So if you sow fleshy, you will reap the corrupted thing of the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, or godly thing, godly matter, you will live the everlasting life of the Spirit. Then, verses 29 to 31, regard Solomon's death. Now, the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan, the prophet, in the prophets of Ahijah, the Shilonite, and in the visions of Edo, the seer, concerning Jeroboam, the son of Nebat? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Solomon rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father, and Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his place. After Solomon's death, Israel was divided. No record of Solomon's apostasy in his latter years. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 to 4. King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your heart after their gods from God." Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so, when Solomon was old, that his wife has turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. So let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 1. Now when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon. The question 1, for what test did she come to Jerusalem? The answer is for Solomon's wisdom in light of verses 5 and 6. Question 2, in verse 13. The weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. What can we see symbolically? So 666 in light of Revelation chapter 13, verse 17, 18. Solomon did something not wanted by God. So because the 6 is a symbol of imperfectness, that answer is Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. Clearly, the accumulation of silver and gold prohibited. There, verse 17, as God said, because his heart turned away after the silver and gold from God. The last question in verse 28. And they brought horses to Solomon from Egypt and from all lands. What commands of God did Solomon disobey? That command, Revelation chapter 17, verse 16. Specifically, God said, he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to turn to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return dead.